Another great way to improve your vocabulary is to understand suffixes and prefixes. If you don't know what a word means, but you see the prefix or suffix, you can often figure out what it means. For example, you may have known that an atheist does not believe in God. However, you may not have known by knowing the meaning of prefixes and roots of words, you could have figured that out even if you didn't know what the word atheist meant. This is because the prefix a means without or away from, and the root word theos is from the second part of the word and means God. Therefore, an atheist means without or away from God. You see, I just figured out the meaning of a word by knowing the prefixes and roots of words. Personally, I find that kind of fun. So the next time you see a word that begins with an A or an, you have a head start of deciphering what the word means and increasing your vocabulary. Let's work through some prefixes together as we explore and expand our knowledge base of words. Here are some prefixes and their meanings. Let's start with the one that we just discussed. A or an means without, not, or away from. Add, A-D, means next to, near, or towards. Ante, A-N-T-E, means before. For example, when you have the word antebellum, bellum meaning war, it means before the war. We have the word anti, A-N-T-I, which means opposite or against. You have the prefix arch, A-R-C-H, it means the chief, or the main. Therefore, when you have the arch enemy, that is your chief or your main enemy. Auto, self. Auto means self. Autobiography, it is a self biography. The prefixes col, C-O-L, come, C-O-M, C-O-N as in con, mean with. The prefix demi, D-E-M-I, means half. Dis, D-I-S, means not, as in dissatisfied, means not satisfied. Ex, E-X, means from or out of. You have expire. Well, spiro means breathe. Ex means out of. You are breathing out. Expire. Extra means beyond or outside of. When you have the word extraterrestrial, terra means the earth. So if you have an extraterrestrial, it is beyond the earth or it is outside of the earth. Hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, means excessive. Hypertension, excessive tension. You have the prefixes I-L, I-M, I-N, and I-R, ill, M, N, and er. These mean not. For example, illogical, not logical. Immodest, not modest. Irreversible, not reversible. Then you have the word enter, I-N-T-E-R. It means between or among. You have the word intra, which means within. An intramural softball game is one that is played within the school among competing teams. Mal, M-A-N, means wrong or bad. For example, maladjusted is not someone who's very well adjusted. Malcontent is someone who is not content. Pan, P-A-N, means all. If you have a panorama view, that's a wide scale view. Poly, P-O-L-Y. Poly means many. When you have polyester clothing, it's made out of many different materials. Post, P-O-S-T, means after, as in post-war or postscript, something written after, as a P-S in a letter. Pre, P-R-E, it means before. For example, a premature baby is a baby born before it was mature. Pro, P-R-O, it means before or forward. Un, U-N, means not. For example, unhealthy means not healthy. Undeveloped means not developed. This is the prefix un. Under, under means less, not the main one. In other words, the underdog is not the chief opponent. It is less than the main one. Under means less or not the main one. These are just some prefixes. The greater your knowledge of the meaning of prefixes, the larger your vocabulary is going to be. And the larger your vocabulary becomes, the better and the faster of a reader you're going to be. I want to encourage you to learn these prefixes and learn new words to increase and improve your reading speed. In addition to understanding the meaning of prefixes, understanding the meaning of certain suffixes is going to improve your vocabulary and thus improve your reading speed. The more words you know and understand and have in the library of your head, your own personal lexicon is going to increase and your comprehension is going to be faster and your reading is going to be faster. With that said, let's look at some of the suffixes and what they mean. The following are some suffixes at the end of nouns. Remember, suffixes are found at the end of words. Anytime you have the suffix dom, D-O-M, it means a state or condition. For example, freedom, the state of being free. It could mean a domain, a position, or a rank. It could mean a group with a position, an office, or a rank. And again, you have wisdom, the state of understanding what is good and right and lasting. Kingdom means the domain or area belonging to a king. You have the word ity, the suffix ity. This suffix at the end of a word means a condition or quality of. You have, for example, capability. You have the word capable with the ity at the end. It means the condition of being capable. Flexibility. Flexible with the ity at the end means the quality of being flexible. The next suffix is ment. At the end of a word, it means to act in that way or the result of. For example, you have contentment. You put content with the suffix ment at the end. This means the state of being satisfied. You have the suffixes sion and tion. When these are found at the end of a word, it means the act of doing what the root word means. For example, tion, put at the end of celebrate, celebration means the act of celebrating. Ness, N-E-S-S at the end of a word, means the state of being that word. For example, toughness means the state of being tough. A-N-C-E or E-N-C-E as suffixes means the act of, again, the root word. For example, assist, you put an A-N-C at the end, it means the act of giving help, the act of assisting. E-R or O-R at the end of a word means someone who does that. For example, fight, you put ER at the end, it is someone who fights. OR at the end of act means someone who acts. Anytime you see an ER or an OR, that's someone who does what the word is describing. IST at the end of a word also means someone who does that occupation or that activity. A violinist is someone who plays the violin. Now, those were some common noun suffixes. There are also some common adjective suffixes. If you see these at the end of a word, you can be certain that it is an adjective. And these are IVE. At the end of a word means doing or tending towards doing something in action. For example, extend, IVE. Extendive means doing something large in range or amount. IVE. At the end of select, selective means tending to select. Then you have the word en at the end of a word. For example, you take the word would, which is a noun, you put en at the end of it, it makes it an adjective. Wooden means made of wood. IC, ick, at the end of a word means the characteristic of. For example, a hero is someone who has done something heroic. When you put the IC at the end, it makes it an adjective. A poet is someone who writes poetry. But when you put an IC at the end, it becomes an adjective, poetic, and it means the characteristics that make up poetry. Able at the end of a word means able to do something or can. For example, portable means able to be carried. Pleasurable means giving pleasure. Y at the end of a word means having whatever the word describes. For example, hair describes hair, obviously. When you put a Y at the end, it means having hair or a lot of hair. Rainy at the end of rain means having rain. O-U-S at the end of a word means it's full of it. For example, mystery, you put O-U-S at the end for mysterious. It means it's full of mystery. The suffix full, F-U-L, at the end of a word means full of. For example, hopeful means full of hope. Beautiful means full of beauty. Now you have the suffix less, L-E-S-S, at the end of a word means without. In other words, powerless means without power. Hopeless means without hope. Homeless means without a home. Anytime you see L-E-S-S at the end of a word, know it means without. Now let's go through a few verb suffixes. E-N at the end of a verb or at the end of a word means to make it that. For example, brighten means to make it bright. Soften means to make it soft. I-Z-E at the end of a word means to make it that. For example, publicize means to make the public aware of it or to make it public. Ate at the end, A-T-E, means to have or be characterized by the word. For example, active, when you put ate at the end, you have activate, and that means to make it active. Different, when you put ate at the end and have differentiate, it means to make or show a difference. It means to make. I-F-Y or F-Y at the end of a word means to cause or become or to make. For example, simplify means to make simpler. I-F-Y at the end of simple means to make it simple or simpler. Simplify. Even if you are an experienced reader, you may not have known all the meaning of these prefixes and suffixes. Although you have may known what the words meant, when you begin to spot prefixes and suffixes, you are going to watch your vocabulary expand at a rapid rate. This can be very fun for someone who is an adult and thought they knew everything there was to know about reading. Now you're learning something new. That is always fun. I want to encourage you in your effort to read faster to improve your vocabulary and study these prefixes and suffixes in your effort to do that. I look forward to joining you on the next track as we dive deeper into the strategies for increasing our reading speed.